It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, a political commentator tells us why he thinks Donald Trump has strengthened the Republican Party.
And speaking of the president-elect, today Donald Trump announced his picks for two of the top positions in his administration, including one cabinet post. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions is Trump's pick for attorney general, and Kansas Representative Mike Pompeo has been selected to lead the CIA. In addition, Trump also confirmed today he'll choose retired Lieutenant General Michael T. Flynn as his national security advisor.
As with Trump's earlier selections, his picks are coming under scrutiny, especially from Democrats, especially in the case of Sessions, who they say is too extreme on immigration and has a history of being accused of racism. But what do we know about the men selected by Trump today, and what might these picks signal about his administration and future policy choices?
David Cannon is back with us. He's a professor of political science at UW-Madison. David, thanks a lot for joining us.
Good to be with you.
So let's start with Donald Trump's pick for attorney general. Now, Jeff Sessions was Trump's first endorser in the Senate and may have been a close decision maker on policy proposals during the campaign. So why do you think Sessions has emerged as a major player in the Trump campaign?
Well, there seems to be a common thread across Pompeo, Sessions, and Flynn. All three of them were supporters of Trump in the campaign. Sessions and Flynn, very early supporters and some of the key advisors to President Trump during the campaign. Pompeo came on as a somewhat later endorser, but also is on board. And the other common thread is they all three come from the right wing of the Republican Party. You could say even the extreme right wing of the Republican Party. So for folks who were hoping for some more moderate picks, these early important positions definitely are coming from the right wing of the party.
So beyond that, what do we know in particular about Senator Sessions?
Well, one reason that Sessions is relatively controversial, or even very controversial among many Democrats, is his past has a very sort of strong racist past. Back in the 1980s, he was nominated by Ronald Reagan to be a district court judge and was actually turned down by the Senate Judiciary Committee, which was controlled by the Republican Party at the time. And it was only the second time in 48 years at that point that a district court nominee had been turned down by the committee. And so the thing that they focused on were a lot of racially insensitive and frankly racist comments that he made as an attorney in Alabama. And the Judiciary Committee decided at that time that this was just something that they could not trust the impartiality of Jeff Sessions to be a federal judge, and so they turned him down. And then since then, you might remember back when the Trump tape came out earlier in the campaign, Sessions was one of the senators to step forward and defend it, at least to some extent. And this was an interview that happened with the Weekly Standard, a conservative publication. And in that interview, Jeff Sessions said that he didn't think that what was described on the tape by Donald Trump was actually sexual assault, whereas every other person who has listened to that tape and sort of heard what was being said agreed that it, in fact, was sexual assault under the definition of any state law. And this is the person now who will be the top law enforcer of the country. And so that's also of a concern, I think, for many people, especially on the Democratic side especially.
Given those two issues that you just raised, the first, the race-related comments going back to 1986, but also the more recent issues, could any of that make his going more challenging?
Well, I think so. I mean, these questions will definitely be raised at the confirmation hearings, and the fact that the Democrats have 48 seats in the House in the Senate right now, you'd only need three Republicans to switch sides to defeat a nomination. And so, while I would have to say that's probably not extremely likely at this point, it's certainly possible, and it at least will be. These serious questions will be raised in the confirmation hearings.
And what about Sessions' position on immigration, both illegal and legal?
He's taken a very hard line on immigration, that he was a backer of Alabama state law that was eventually struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. It was probably the harshest immigration law in the country, and Sessions strongly endorsed that. And so he's very much in line with Donald Trump's very strong, hard position on immigration with mass deportations. I think this will be something that he will be pursuing pretty aggressively as Attorney General.
David Cannon is with us right now. He's a professor of political science at UW-Madison, and we're talking about President-elect Donald Trump's picks for Attorney General, CIA Director, and National Security Advisor. And looking now at CIA Director, what can you tell us about the Kansas Congressman Mike Pompeo?
So he's a three-term member of Congress, a relatively junior compared to both Sessions and Flynn, who have a lot more experience in politics. So three terms, and is serving his sixth year right now from Kansas. Probably most well known for his work on the Benghazi Committee, very strong critic of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the report from the committee that investigated the Benghazi incident. He issued a minority report that was much more strongly critical than the committee, which basically concluded that there was no illegal or improper activity that happened. There was, and so his minority report was not signed by other Republicans on the committee. Just, I believe, two people were on the minority report. So it was kind of the extreme sort of anti-Clinton position on that committee. He's also publicly opposed to the Iran deal, something that Donald Trump also has said that he is looking to getting rid of the Iran deal, and is also someone who's very strong, sees the Islamic threat as a very kind of strong threat. And so those are areas where the head of the CIA would clearly be having influence on all of those kinds of issues as the director of the Central Intelligence Agency.
And within the CIA, one area that Pompeo and Trump will likely look at is the use of controversial interrogation methods for terror suspects. And Trump has said that he approves the use of such methods, including waterboarding. So what would you expect to see in that particular direction?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I would guess that Pompeo would be open to some harsher tactics than were approved under the Obama administration. It depends on how moving forward whether Congress is willing to go along with that as well. So that's a little bit more of an open question, I think.
Now, finally, I want to talk about Lieutenant General Michael T. Flynn was picked to be National Security Advisor for Trump. What do we know about him so far?
So he was a former Defense Intelligence Agency director under President Obama, and was basically fired by Obama. Although you get different accounts exactly as to how. Why that happened, he was seen as having a very sort of strong managerial style that was trying to redirect the mission of that agency from more of a Washington-based focus to more overseas operations, and that met with some resistance internally, apparently. Since he has not been part of the Obama administration, he signed on relatively early with the Trump campaign. And during the campaign, CNN just ran a story earlier this afternoon showing the many dozen times that he retweeted things from the alt-right, like really sort of extremely sort of anti-Islam, very strong sort of anti-Semitic and really very inflammatory things that he was retweeting. In some cases, he said he didn't realize exactly what he was tweeting about and pulled them back. But in other cases, these sort of stayed out there on Twitter. And so I think there'll be questions raised about this in his confirmation hearing as well. To what extent are the views that he was engaging in during the campaign his actual views on foreign policy issues, and to what extent was he maybe just engaging in campaign rhetoric and not as sort of even aware of exactly what he was retweeting.
And David, what kind of reaction have Democrats had to these picks?
Well, I think Democrats are really very concerned that, again, this is clearly very the strong right wing of the Republican Party that's is being put forward for these very important positions. And they're saying that they're concerned not only with Sessions for Attorney General, but especially Flynn for National Security Advisor, that these are views that are outside the mainstream of politics and could shape our foreign policy in the case of Flynn and shape how our laws are enforced in the case of Jeff Sessions. So these are very important high-level positions that, again, I think will have very sort of strong scrutiny through the Senate confirmation process.
And just briefly before we let you go, the picks that we talked about today, they're all men, and I think that's what we've been seeing so far. Are there any women up for appointments?
Well, certainly a few have been talked about that there, you know, a couple, I mean, that again, Democrats wouldn't be terribly thrilled with, that you know, Sarah Palin for Interior is one that has been talked about. Michelle Rhee from Washington, D.C., the former controversial public schools superintendent in Washington, D.C., is very strong on school choice issues, talking about her for Department of Education, perhaps. And so then there are a few other names that have been mentioned floated for other positions, too, but those are probably two of the more prominent ones.
David, thanks a lot for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
That was David Cannon, professor of political science at UW-Madison, and he joined us there to talk about President-elect Trump's picks for his attorney general, CIA director, and national security advisor.